Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.com
for the location near you. Tell them Mike Calta sent you.
As America's largest injury law firm, size is our strength. Morgan & Morgan.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. Next Friday, the 12th, our band Pitbull Toddler, me, Galvin, John, Josh, Pete, maybe Spanish Joe, headed on out to Venice for the first time in years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We'll be at Off the Wagon, and we'll be performing live on stage. Looking forward to it.
Maybe
practicing
the
new songs.
Maybe the voice of God will come out to see us. Comes down that way.
Big Ed. No.
WWE.
We enjoy it out there. It is pretty far away. We don't get there very often. We're looking forward to being out there. We got Venice. Then we have the day before Thanksgiving at the Daiquiri Shack.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the biggest party of the year.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Then we're out at Joyland on December 10th.
The all-new Joyland.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we are out for Dunedin, where we do the Christmas pub crawl every year, and then we do a performance there. One of our favorite gigs to play. For some reason, I think it's the fact that the guy who runs that club out there, or whoever, the staff is just so nice. The waiters and waitresses are so nice. They have the nice stage out in the backside. It's outside, and we just have a ball. And it's a nice pub crawl, so people are bouncing around from different bars, and that's one that we usually
everybody all dressed up and stuff.
Joe's had some good times there.
I definitely have had a lot of good times there.
Last year, I had my favorite time, and Pete wasn't here. We remember we had, I think, Ronnie's son filled in for somebody filled in
that's
for
right.
Yeah, he did.
And I still had a good time. How do you like that? So, all those things are available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pippletoddler. You can go follow it there, or Instagram. We update that often. Of course, we link it over to our Instagram page. So, but just a reminder for you people out and down south of Venice, we'll be out there on the 12th. Melting faces. Be prepared now. Start warming it up. Start listening to the heavy rock
lube
now.
Lube up your face.
And lube up your face, because we are heading down there to melt it. I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It's going to be a good close to the year. There's a lot of things going on. We got the Thanksgiving pub crawl, which we're going to probably announce sometime this week, I would think. That's going to be happening on the 19th down in downtown St. Petersburg. And no band there, just drinking. So I like that. So I don't have to stay sober during the pub crawl.
Mm-hmm.
I usually save it till halftime of the band, then I start pounding. But now I could actually take a little sippy sip along the way.
Sippy sip.
And we are flying to the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's unreal. At the beginning goes, February is 3 months long, and then, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and then that's just slow. Slow months. Worst month of the year. When you dislike the most. If there is one. I have one I don't like. What's weird in my head also is, since I was a kid, I have a picture of, I could draw what it looks like, of what the months look like. It's not a calendar. It's not square. It's almost like a half circle. I don't know why or how that came into my head, but when I'm doing months, that's how I see it. There's January, February, and that goes around like it goes clockwise around like a half circle. Doesn't even close at the end. Doesn't even meet for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what that means. I'd love to go to a psychiatrist and just tear all that stuff apart.
February.
You don't like February?
Yeah. Oh, racist.
Racist.
Whoa.
No, it's racist.
Yeah. You and Arizona.
It's because it's too short.
You don't have enough days.
Is it that's why?
Mm-hmm. Or is it Valentine's Day and you don't like your girlfriend?
Yeah.
You cracked the code.
My birthday's in February as well.
Oh, Greg.
100%.
Oh. There you go.
I don't like June for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I feel like June's not summer. And
June's good for me. June's always been lucky for me.
Really? I don't know why. It's just always been my... And the months have colors to me.
Yeah.
If you give me a month, I can tell you what color it is.
Do you have a season? Do you feel like
October.
You have a season?
October's orange. Some of them are pretty predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But blue, December is blue.
March.
Which December could be red or green. It's a lighter blue.
Mm.
Isn't that weird? February's brown,
well,
April
maybe
yellow.
Kind of like their birthstone.
No. I don't. It doesn't even make sense. How is March light blue and December dark blue?
Well, March is like aqua.
Which I would think March green, St. Patrick's
Day. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You would think red and green for December, but it's dark blue to me. Mm. January is red.
Well, you mix the red and green together, you get dark blue.
June, my least favorite month, orange.
Mm. I think April kind of sucks. Nothing really.
So June's orange and October's orange?
It's different orange. October is like
I don't like it.
Orange, yellow.
Never going to make it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to market this. I'm just telling you what I think of in my head.
Just letting you know,
it's ridiculous, yeah. I wish I could let it go, but 50 years of thinking this way. Mm. It's like if you say to me, okay, we're in November now, which, by the way, November is a rust color. We're in November now, and we're doing this in February. I have to picture the half circle in my head. And look at February. February is across the pond. It's across the circle. It's just so dumb. It doesn't even make sense. They don't even meet. December doesn't go into January. How is that not possible? It should be a full circle.
Well, you know.
What'd you say?
Maybe you don't like circles.
I just heard Carmen gasp with her back.
She said, what? Yeah, because she's eating her stinky salad. In
no.
Her.
What do you mean?
No. We're on the air. I'm eating on the
salad?
Air.
What are two things in there that have very pungent smells?
Turmeric
feta
salad.
Cheese and onion.
Feta does not have a strong smell.
Feta doesn't have a strong smell.
Pungent.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Get out of here.
You've never been with a Greek guy.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I love Greek food.
I love Greek food, too. It's stinky.
Not your stinky Greek food.
This is a salad. It's not eggs. Those are way worse.
Listen, nothing was worse than Rob's eggs.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Or pocket salmon.
Rob's eggs sound like they smell like they soaked them in fish.
And the
discount.
Way
discount eggs.
Yeah. He just didn't eat them pretty either. The way he
no.
Was,
what did he do? What did he
shovel
do with
them? Into his mouth.
Oh. But how do you cook them? You just fry them or like
yeah,
what?
Yeah, and then you would microwave them. Yeah.
Microwave them,
and
yeah.
They sometimes would have onions, I think, in them, too.
They always smell like vinegar.
Ugh.
Yeah, remember right. Joe had the crab that he put
all
in the
right.
Microwave?
Yeah.
Whole building.
That took out the entire floor.
See, way worse options than a salad.
So you're saying Carmen's eating during the show again?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's right beside me.
I mean, we just had a break. You can eat in the break.
I can?
Yeah, are you going to wait till the next break?
I am. It's beside me. I don't have a mouthful of salad right now.
Did you open it?
You did.
Salad mouth.
No,
did you open
I
it?
Didn't. It's next to me.
You
real,
opened it.
Real quick, my band Salad Mouth is opening up.
You know what?
Salad
I
mouth.
Didn't.
Now we know where the ants are coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, salad
no,
ants.
Because
I'll put them
ants.
In your salad.
First off, there's no ants on my side of the board. It's over where Galvin sits, which is a completely different table. So
yeah, we know you throw them over there during
nope.
The break.
Sure. I clean I clean up after myself, unlike others.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Kanye West shaved his eyebrows off to be like Chad?
100%. Chad's a trendsetter. Even though Chad has eyebrows, they're just really light. You can totally see him if you get really close to his face.
Chad has to be thrilled. They're like, this is great for him.
Finally.
I mean, people are going to think, though, that he's biting off of Kanye now.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody, black guys, no eyebrows. Kanye.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But why did Kanye do that?
He saw Chad.
For those of you who don't know, Kanye West shaved his eyebrows off. There were pictures of him yesterday.
For those of you who don't know, it's Yee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's mentally unstable.
That's the thing, right? He's nuts.
Well, he's bipolar. They've already come out and said that.
Yeah.
And he has other mental disorders.
By the way, the Steelers backup quarterback, Josh Dobbs, have you ever seen him, Carmen? Take a look at that. Look at that. That's no eyebrows.
Do you have no eyebrows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zero eyebrows.
No.
Does he take them off or is he having Chad style?
No facial
hair. He hasn't Chad
at
style.
All.
No, okay.
Chad's yeah, name. If you look it up, Joshua Dobbs, quarterback, you'll be able to see.
But Chad has eyebrows, so.
Well, where are they?
On his face.
In his pocket.
Yeah.
He's always wearing a hat.
Can I touch him next time?
Ooh, I would ask him first.
Why do you mean he's always wearing a hat? Like, that's covering his eyebrows.
But yeah. It is.
I've seen him with no hat on.
Yeah.
Only once at my birthday, and it was dark in the place.
I'm just going to lick my finger and touch his eyebrows when I see
ooh.
Him.
Oh, don't do that. It'll rub it right off.
I would not suggest that.
Yeah. Oh, you might like it.
Don't
you don't
lick him.
I'm not going to lick him.
Yeah, his eyebrows.
That's your job. Oh, man, that guy.
That's Joshua Dobbs.
Well, he has some eyebrows. I could see that. I could see a dark line. I don't know if that's his eyebrows or just where the eyebrows are supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa, Carmen, he's handsome, too, huh?
Oh, that's a weird look. Handsome.
You don't think he's handsome?
No, I think he looks like an alien.
Well, it seems like his Carmen style. Yeah.
It depends. In some pictures, he is. In other pictures, he's not. It really just depends.
All right.
Yeah.
Go back to your salad.
Yeah.
I'm It's sitting beside me. I'm waiting for the next break.
I have a question about Friday.
Fried eggs.
Was that the first time Chad ever said I love you?
No.
Oh.
In front of people?
No. We've talked about it, and we've been saying it for a while now.
Nice.
Wow.
So.
You guys got plans yet?
For.
Baby. Yeah, next level. Yeah. Next level stuff.
No. We're happy right where we're at.
I don't know. Seems like you guys got kind of a dog together. He's, you know.
Carmen, do you ever wonder if he grows out his eyebrows, the next step is going to be proposing to you?
No.
How old is Chad?
37.
What if you could tell when Chad was lying because his eyebrows came out?
They just fell out.
No, like if they lie, they grow. What if we
found out that's why he's shaving them? So he's easy to read with eyebrows.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it. I think this has been a lifelong thing of his. So he's dealt with.
If he were to propose to you, you would say.
I don't know. When that comes along, I'll have
you would
my
say,
answer.
I don't know. That is not the right answer.
Leave him hanging like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows what I would say.
What would say? I didn't.
Was she Rob Gronkowski? Why, Carmen? Why are you so shy about it?
I don't know. Because I don't know. Listen, I'm so tired right now.
Oh.
The salad wipe
None
you
of
out.
Us are tired.
Oh, I'm we sorry, all we're
got
keeping
up at
you
5
up.
O'clock in the morning.
Why don't you go sleep in your salad?
I just need coffee. I'm sorry. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Why?
I don't know why.
Eyebrows keeping you up?
No, I just cannot get comfortable at night.
I need to stop
taking naps or something during the day.
You got to get yourself a pair of blue blockers to help you sleep better at night.
Something, but I don't like melatonin.
A couple glasses of wine will do it.
Well, I'm not drinking right now. My body needs a detox.
I found that a second job can help you,
go to sleep.
You know,
a second job and three shots of whiskey.
Yeah.
I've done that before too, Gio.
I found doing nothing all day and then going to bed at 8 o'clock works perfect.
Yeah,
that sounds nice.
Everybody has their own method.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I found taking a nap and going to bed at 8 o'clock and still good.
Yeah.
I was upset yesterday because I had nothing to do. I was like, I can't. Like, maybe I'll go to the store and buy something. I was like, I don't know what to do. I was just bored yesterday. When I'm cleaning on my own, that's when I've hit rock bottom.
That was me on Monday. We went home. Joe took a nap after assembling the bar cart, and I cleaned my entire room from top to bottom. I was like, all right, well, what's next?
Yeah. I have my closet upstairs, and it's full. And I would say 80% of it's going away. 80% of it's retired. Shirts that are just I've worn too much.
Baltimore?
Or I will never get rid of it.
Oh, no.
That's got a hole in the back, and I won't get rid of it. They're just like, there's going to be some lucky fat kid somewhere that gets a lot of good clothes. And they range from 2X to 4X.
Lucky fat kid that loves birds is going to be in for quite a treat.
I have no bird shirts anymore.
Big Yankee fan.
I'm not getting rid of the Yankee stuff. I'm just saying, like, I have suits that I wore once, and I'm like, I will never wear that again. I'm just throwing everything out. Mm. This is the new Mike Calta. Mm-hmm. I have to figure out what's going to...
Put it with the copper hood.
Somebody emailed me already and said, hey, I'll take that copper hood, and I'm going to ask my wife after the show, and I'm like, can I give this away? If she said yes, it'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then 2 years from now, you're going to look it up, and it's going to be like, that was worth $8,000?
I don't care.
There was a Van Gogh painting on the other side of those copper panels.
I have such a great mentality when it comes to that stuff. I want you to do A. If you do A and that means B for you, that's fine with me. All I care about is A.
Yeah.
I don't care about what happens after that. If I'm giving it to you for free and you take it and sell it for $1 million, it's on you, buddy. Good for you.
Not even 10%. Just a little bit. Just a little kickback.
No. I'm not. Look, if I was interested in selling it, I would have sold it.
I guess that's true.
I just want it out of my life. I'm not bitter about it.
Like if you're constantly letting Joe and I take stuff out of here, if we found something that was worth a lot, I would absolutely be like, well, I got to give you something. You know, you were so nice to give it to me. And a nice dinner, maybe, if you're not going to accept money.
Ooh,
maybe I'll just leave you alone.
Him.
I would make you go to dinner.
You should hear, Galvin, the weirdest things that these two talk about after the show.
What?
After the show, they're hanging around, doing their thing, playing video games, drinking. And I'm in here working hard.
Thursday, yeah.
And then I hear them, and then they wrap up in Spanish. All right, Joe, you ready? We got to go home and make sausage.
Yeah. Make some sausages.
How do they do? They go home and make sausages.
Kramer and Newman.
For boys' night?
Yeah, it was boys' day into dude night.
Dude night.
I don't Tuesday. Understand. That's I don't understand any of it.
Ryan night. Hoppy came over for dude night.
What?
Yeah, Joe invited him.
Yeah.
He came over. It was weird because he texted me at like...
Can I bring my girlfriend to dude night?
Dude, no. He texted me at 7:30 and he was like, hey, I'm here. And I was like, where? Where's here? And he was at the house.
Oh, he's outside?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, Joe invited him.
Oh, you didn't know he was invited?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I think I told you a couple nights before, but I think okay. We were both drinking.
That's fair.
That
yeah. Listen.
Bobby called me yesterday.
Yeah?
And I answered the phone.
What?
I was very proud of myself. I looked at it and I go, that's Hoppy, huh? All right. And he just had to ask me something. I was like, oh, that was pretty easy.
That's nice.
Dude,
yeah.
You won the Marconi.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you lost again.
I have a little bit of breaking news for you.
Oh, I love breaking news.
Yeah? Well.
You dropped a bomb on me? Did we invade something?
No.
I'm watching the news.
The Gap Band's Ronnie Wilson, dead at 73 years old.
Oh.
Somebody actually dropped a bomb on him. That's how he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I am, honest, I don't even know who that is.
He was parking on the dance floor. And
yeah.
When Hoppy came over for boys' night.
Dude
was,
night. Boys' day.
Dude night.
Was there any fallout from the Carmen versus Hoppy on Friday?
We really didn't even talk about
that's
it.
That's absolutely a lie.
No, I'm telling you that.
You go ahead, Joe.
Hold on, I gotta look in your face. Go ahead.
Tell him what he said, Joe.
We didn't talk about it.
Yep. Tell him what he said.
The only time we addressed it is when
we talked about it.
No.
Yes.
You already lied.
He brought it up.
Of course.
Okay. Then you talked about it.
What did he say? What did he say?
You already lied to me.
Tell him.
You just lied right to his face.
Wow. I turned around.
100% racist and liar.
Why don't you tell me this in February?
Wow.
He said, I got a little upset the other day. And I said, and the only thing that was said about it is, Ryan, you shouldn't let that stuff bother you. You know, he's like,
so yeah, he made a statement, and then you answered that statement, so you talked about it.
Yeah. Okay. If you consider that talking about it, then yes.
Everybody in the world considers that talking about it.
All right.
If you have a conversation about something, you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't
liar.
Lies right to his face. Looked him in the eye and lied to him.
You did. I was looking right at you. You lied to my face.
You did perm your hair.
I'm going back to face this way now.
Did perm your hair. Now you're lying to Mike's face.
I will tell you that apparently Dizzy and Hoppy are really getting into it.
Wow.
To the point where I guess...
Dizzy's getting into it.
Roger and JP are talking about they want the rematch at the next Punch Out.
Dizzy's a little. I love Dizzy. You know I love him. I think he's funny. He's adorable. But he's a little bit of a clout chaser. He's riding Ryan Hoppy's coattail. He'll fight with anybody to get a little airtime, which is fine. It's a smart thing to do. But he's taking it out on poor Hoppy. Hoppy's not asking for this. He's not asking. Hoppy's a retired fighter. He fought Dizzy. He fought a girl. And he's the kind of guy where if I say Hoppy, would you fight this guy? I'd be like, bro, for you, I'll do it. But he doesn't really want to do it. Actually, Hoppy said something to me. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was talking to him, and we were talking about fighting, and he goes, I wasn't sure if you were being serious or not. And I'm like, no, Hoppy. I said, we have no plans for the punch out at this time because of the pandemic. We had to cancel it, and I don't really know what's going to happen. And he goes, okay, good, because my cat hurt me the other day. And I just, in my head, I was laughing. His cat hurt him. I don't really know what he did, but his cat's very vicious. Carmen, did you talk to Hoppy? Because I found out you called in the Mo show to complain about Hoppy.
Oh.
Well, because I heard he was being mean to Dizzy, and so I was just calling them.
And you as everybody's lawyer.
I heard it, and I was still a little drunk from earlier that morning, and I was in the car with Chad. And
I'll settle this.
And I was like, you know what? I just want to tell Dizzy that he's not alone. Like, I can back Dizzy's story up and his feelings because I feel like Hoppy kind of does the same thing to me.
What's the story? What's his
MO? Yeah.
Well, no, honestly, I can tell you I was drunk. I remember calling in. I don't remember a thing I said. I just remember being like, yeah, I'm on Dizzy's side. Screw Hoppy. And I think that was basically what I said.
Why does Dizzy not like Hoppy?
I think it's kind of one of the, like you said, Dizzy's a clout chaser. Well, I think Dizzy feels that way about Hoppy, and Hoppy he has like an attitude kind of towards Dizzy.
Okay.
I think. I'm speculating on what I like pieced together from what I remember, but other than that, I don't know anything else.
I heard some of that, and Dizzy was upset, I guess, because Hoppy had blocked him a couple times on social media, and he felt that Hoppy is kind of insincere to people, like around the building.
I mean, I would think Hoppy's one of the most sincere guys.
Yeah,
he's.
I don't think he knows how to be insincere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
That's what I gathered. I know Hoppy said, "Give me an example." And Dizzy didn't have an example that pertained that specifically had anything to do with Dizzy.
Right.
He was like upset about things Hoppy had allegedly done to other people, but he had no specific incident with him, you know, with him and Hoppy.
You can hear all about this on my new show on the weekend called Who Cares?
Cat Named Mo Show.
No, that's the other name of that show. Yeah. Now, I listened to a couple of seconds of Mo's show yesterday, and that is Mo and Spike and Dizzy.
Yes.
But I think Dizzy and JR switch off.
Swap out, yeah.
Oh, they're bi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for that show.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious. I don't get to hear. I'm not in the car as much as I used to be in the evening. So
I have one last question on behalf of Ryan Hoppy. Carmen, why do you hate him so much?
I don't.
Say it like he would say, why does she hate me so much?
Carmen, why do you hate me so much?
I don't.
You seem like you did like on Friday. Him,
yeah. No, I mean, his attitude kind of annoys me occasionally.
I told him it was because he started by calling you sweetie and honey. I was like, that's where you went wrong. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I didn't get that you hated him. I got that you thought you were far superior to him.
That
seemed like it. Seemed a little bit like you thought you were far superior to a lot of people.
Yeah. Any part
all promotion.
Anybody who works hard for a small wage.
That's not true. You guys.
Carmen, we all got that feeling.
Okay.
Like the way you were talking.
And I'm saying that is not the case. Huh? And I'm sorry.
Tell your face. You should address them. Don't tell us.
You guys are the ones that feel that way. If they felt that way, I would imagine they would reach out. But
No. Well, to you? No, they all reach out to us.
Yeah. You already smacked them down.
Yeah.
I can tell you I got at least 3 messages from part-timers.
Okay. Well,
one including Hoppy.
Listen, well, that doesn't count. He was part of the...
But, all right, so I'm just being honest. I got 2 others.
Okay, well, and I can say, honestly, I was a little tipsy, and I definitely... That was not my intentions at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't sincerely feel that way.
True feelings.
True feelings.
That's not true.
Truth serum.
That's not true.
Liquid truth. Liquid truth.
No.
Love, love, love. Blah, blah, blah.
I see your true colors shining through. You hate the part-timers. Yes, you do.
That was pretty good. You guys just made that up.
Not bad, right?
And I see your true colors shining through. You hate the part-timers. Yes, you
do.
That's
not true.
Oh, you say it's not true.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's what
songs.
I told Ryan. Told him it's just struck. Nobody else.
Carmen hates you.
No.
If your wage is by the hour and you have no power.
Wait, what?
Carmen hates you.
You dirty
colors shining through. Carmen, we see your true colors.
And that's why they hate you. Talk down to them.
No.
To make be part-timers.
You'll never know what PTO feels like.
You ruined the whole thing.
That was fantastic.
You ruined the whole
thing. That was so good.
I mean, it was air brake. It's not like a truck was going to hit a baby.
First of all, I would never hit a baby with a truck.
You can't just go solo like
maybe
that.
Maybe a sports car.
We were doing it all together in
harmony. I felt it. I felt the vibe, PTO. And I went with it.
You'll never know what PTO sound feels like.
I don't know what that means.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know what it means. We all know what it means.
You ruined it.
You know what? You know what? You're ridiculous. We can't end like that.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. And that's why they hate you.
Much better. Much better.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.